Tablet 7. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. John 4, verses 30 to 34. His disciples insisted that he eat, but he said that he had already eaten and was not hungry. His disciples did not understand what he meant by, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. He was referring to the hidden manna. Revelation 2, verse 17. The nectar that allows people in higher consciousness not to require very much food. He went to an ecstatic state by experiencing the nectar. Those who do the will of the Father, him that sent us to this world, will be provided with this food, nectar. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. John 4, verses 35 to 38. Christ entered into a prophetic mood. He said, Is it not true that you say that after 4 months there will be a harvest? Now I tell you, look up and see the field, the Samaritan lands, that will be ripe in a while to be harvested. Those who help in gathering and harvesting will receive wages which are the fruit unto life eternal. Their reward will be in heaven, that God and his Son in heaven may rejoice together. It is true here that one soweth and another reapeth. God sowed the seeds, and now he and his disciples would reap those who were ready in that land. That is why they were there, to reap that whereon they bestowed no labor. Many prophets and great souls had worked many lifetimes to prepare these people, and now his disciples would gather what they had done with no labor exerted. The significance of these sayings is that they had been said in the land of the Samaritans, the land of the house of Israel, the 10 lost tribes. Also, many of the house of Israel had returned to their lands after they were freed from their captors, the Assyrians. So they are the people, the children of Israel, who should have been gathered together and then spread Christ's teachings even further to the west, to their brethren in the west and northwest of Europe. Read Children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, He told me all that ever I did. John 4, verse 39. They were so ready to accept Christ, and with the testimony of only one person, many believed. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. John 4, verse 14. The Samaritans believed and welcomed him to their houses. They did not condemn him or ask him for signs and miracles, but simply believed him because they did not have many concepts that would be a barrier to their spiritual understandings. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. John 4, verses 41 and 42. Also, many believed because of the truth of his teachings, not because of his miracles or knowledge of their past. They believed in him because they saw the light, and because they were the seekers of the truth. They loved the light and came to him. Again, the plan of God is clearly stated here. God had reincarnated many great souls in higher consciousness in the Samaritan and Western European areas who would accept the Christ and would gather these people under Christ, House of Israel. Now, after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee, for Isa himself testified that the prophet had no honor in his own country. John 4, verses 43 and 44. It is true, those who are close to the prophet do not believe in his prophethood because they have seen his childhood, growth, mistakes, and shortcomings in the past. They have a very hard time accepting him as a messenger from God. Then, when he was coming to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. John 4, verse 45. However, this time the Galileans, the people of his hometown, received him, not because of his teachings, but because of all the things that he did at Jerusalem. So Isa came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Isa was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. John 4, verses 46 and 47. Again, Isa came to the Jewish territory, and they believed in him only when he did miracles. They were only interested in taking advantage of his powers. However, Samaritans believed in him because of his words, teachings. Then said Isa unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down, ere my child die. Isa saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Isa had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him, and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Isa said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Isa did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. John 4, verses 48 to 54. So again, these people believed in him only after they saw miracles. They were not interested in his teachings, but in his powers. However, in Samaria, they believed in him because of his sayings, teachings.